Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Matthew chapter 20, verses 1 through 16. The Reverend Dr. John Vicker is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from the Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 20th chapter. Jesus said, "For the kingdom of heaven is like a master of a house who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with the laborers for a denarius a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And going out about the third hour, he saw others standing idle in the marketplace and said to them, 'You go into the vineyard too, and whatever is right I will give you.' So they went. Going out again about the sixth hour and the ninth hour, he did the same. And about the 11th hour he went out and found others standing, and he said to them, 'Why do you stand here idle all day?' They said to him, 'Because no one has hired us.' He said to them, 'You go into the vineyard too.' And when evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, 'Call all the laborers and pay them their wages, beginning with the last and up to the first.' And when those hired about the 11th hour came, each of them received a denarius. Now when those hired first came, they thought they would receive more, but each of them also received a denarius. And on receiving it, they grumbled at the master of the house, saying, 'These last worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us who have borne the burden of the day and the scorching heat.' And he replied to one of them, 'Friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for a denarius? Take what belongs to you and go. I choose to give to this last worker as I give to you. Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Or do you begrudge my generosity?' So, the last will be first, and the first last. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God." Dear friends in Christ Jesus, I grew up on a grape vineyard in California, and when I was old enough to go out to work, you can be sure that my father put me out there to work. But one of the most exciting days of the year was the harvest day, when all of the care that we had given to those vines for many, many months finally came to fruition. And those grapes, those Thompson seedless grapes, were cut and placed onto paper trays to lay in the sun and become plump, juicy raisins. But we needed a lot of people to pick those tons and tons of Thompson seedless grapes, so that every year on September 1st at about 5:30 in the morning, the grape pickers arrived in the field in their cars, in the dark, from every different direction. Where they all came from and exactly how they knew where to go, we were never entirely sure, but somehow word had gotten out that Vicker Vineyards was hiring grape pickers. And when they got there, the pickers were ready and raring to go. And we hired all of them, every single one of them. And everyone was paid according to how many trays of grapes that they picked, the amount of work that they actually did. It was hot and dusty, and back-breaking labor. And so getting paid was essential. None of those people would have been there if my father had not been paying them. That's just the way it is in the world of grape picking. You get paid for how much you pick. And so you can imagine in our text the surprise and utter frustration that erupted when those workers who had shown up at 6 in the morning got paid the same as those who showed up at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And so this morning I'd like to take a look at this question, the question of labor and management in the kingdom of God. First, let's take a look at labor. The friends and workers who had shown up before daylight and who worked 12-hour day did not want themselves to be considered equal with those who showed up only 1 hour in the day. They wanted to be paid according to the amount of work that they had actually put in. And since they had worked more than anybody else, they figured that they deserved to be paid more. And that only seems fair, because as they themselves pointed out, they were the ones who, it says, had borne the burden of the day and the scorching heat. So our hearts can begin to empathize with these diligent workers, can they not? We may feel somewhat the same way when we put in a long day of work at some project at the church, maybe repairing something that's broken there, or fixing the roof, or decorating it for Christmas. And then we see that more things need to be done and nobody else wants to really show up. Or we may be faithfully giving our contribution every week and we feel like we've given our fair share into the plate, into the church budget. And then we learn that, yeah, we're just one of the few who are contributing in a faithful and regular manner, and that just doesn't seem fair, that we should have to bear more than our fair share. So what happens when the laborers start focusing on their labor and not on the one for whom they are laboring? We start to tally up what we have coming to us. And although we know that we're not saved by what we do, we may begin to think that once you're saved, of course, the Lord is going to look more favorably upon a hard worker than upon a lazy one, isn't he? Well, isn't he? Well, let's take a look at this question of labor and management from the management side, from the Lord's perspective. What is his answer to the workers who only can look at themselves and what they've done? Friend, I am doing you no wrong. You see, the Lord of the vineyard has a different perspective about labor and justice and fair pay. As far as he is concerned, the only wages that you and I have coming are the wages of sin. And the wages of sin is death. If he were really to pay us for what we deserve, we would be going home after a long, hard day of work with a big, fat goose egg. Isaiah points out, even our righteous deeds, even the things that we do that are pretty good, are like filthy rags in reality. No, our own works and our own righteousness will never cut it when it comes to the Lord of the vineyard. Only the righteousness that he gives by faith will stand at the end of that long, hard harvest day. Only the righteousness of Christ, sacrificed on Calvary for you. St. Paul called it a sacrifice of atonement. It means that Jesus Christ took all of our sins of selfishness and pride upon himself and went to Calvary with them. There he paid for them with his own blood forever. So that the net result of this question from the perspective of management is this. Jesus gives everything he has to every single worker in his vineyard, whether all day long or just 1 hour. Everyone in Jesus' kingdom gets everything he has to give. Forgiveness, life, salvation, heaven, the resurrection of the flesh, and life with Jesus forever. Everything. Friends, nothing beats working in the Lord's vineyard. Nothing. There is no richer, fuller life than serving Jesus and receiving everything he has to give as gift. And so if you really think about it, the wage question in the kingdom of God is not so troublesome after all. Because in the Lord's vineyard, there is no unemployment. And the wage level is uniformly high. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for volunteers serving alongside missionaries as English conversation partners who serve the Lord in the Czech Republic, Panama, Canada, and Puerto Rico. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.